thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally here with Ray. Will T's a little late. What's going on, Ray?
What's up, bro? What's happening?
There's a lot going on, actually. My Skins have a preseason game coming up on Thursday. I won't be there. I won't be in attendance.
Oh, I thought you were going. I didn't plan to cover the game, you know, just because of other professional responsibilities that I have, obligations.
It's called real life.
But
real life.
You know, it would be nice to see this team in action, considering the running back situation, which I know we'll get to.
Yeah.
But I'm also watching Maryland football right now to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah,
tough situation.
That's
considering they're trying to build a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Trying to make some money for the university.
That thing will never change. Unfortunately, as soon as they move from the ACC.
Wow, never's a big word.
Man, they moved from the ACC and went to the Big Ten. That situation is tough. That's a tough situation. I totally agree with you. But you mentioned you mentioned the running back situation with the Washington Redskins. That's another tough situation. Geis is out for the season. Last Thursday, he tore his ACL. We're going to talk about that more. But, yeah, the Redskins have been hit a little bit hard with the injury bug. Robert Davis. Was out for the season. Robert Davis out for the season. So that's a guy they actually played well in his first preseason game and they had high hopes for. So
Sean Deion Hamilton looked good, too.
He did. Sure did.
10 tackles.
Yeah, something like that. About 10 tackles. Something like that. But like Will T normally says, now here, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins. Like I said, Washington Redskins running back Darius Geis being out for the season with an ACL tear. At 8:20, we'll take a look at the Redskins preseason game against the New York Jets on Thursday. There's a lot going on with that team, obviously, the fight. At 8:30, we'll debate if Washington Wizards point guard John Wall is a top five point guard. At 8:40, we'll debate how disappointing this season would be if the Nationals missed the playoffs. And finally, at 8:50, we'll discuss the NCAA new rules, which will allow agents to represent elite players, and players can go back to college if they're drafted. But first, before we get to Geis, the Redskins release cornerback Orlando
Scandridge.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts about that real quick.
I'm just going to echo everything that I've seen so far, honestly, because it's very plain and simple. The young guys are stepping up, and Quinn Dunbar has really emerged as a really good player on this team.
From practice, can't say in the regular season because regular season hasn't happened yet, but from what they've seen in training camp. It's
Brashad Breeland's boy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know, last year's secondary was super tight.
He specified on this show, though.
He did.
I gotta put it out there.
He said,
Quentin Dunbar and I became bros.
No, he did. He did. No, he sure did. And
just to quote him.
But yeah, I'm happy for. I'm happy that. To be honest with you, I was upset that they even signed Scandridge.
Because
he was done in Dallas.
Oh,
you know, he was done in Dallas, and now you're bringing a guy in from all the talk that he had an opportunity to be the second cornerback to Norman. So when you look at that situation, I was like, all right, you let Breland go. You're not re-signing Breland, but you're bringing in Scandridge. So now this is better. Like you're letting the young guys play ball.
Oh, he'll get picked up somewhere, but I think it's a combination of both. The best politically correct way to say it is, our young guy stepped up, and that's simply what it was about. But it was also about the fact that he is on the downside.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in the league, 10 years?
Yeah.
Nine in Dallas, something like that. I haven't followed his career. I mean, obviously the rivalry, and we've covered the Redskins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him, but he's near the end.
Media, that's what y'all do. That's what the media does.
We'll
you said R. Is that a Freudian slip? Right?
Say that again?
You said R, young
what
guys.
What do you mean?
Our young guys.
He said local.
He's mean local, man. You know.
No, I mean, I was just asking. Are you now a supporter of the team?
I said our young guys.
Yeah.
In what context?
When you were just talking about our young guys.
No, but what did I say exactly though?
You Scandrick had been in the league for 10 years. You said now this is a chance for our young guys to step up.
Yeah, that's what you did. You just say that.
No, I was repeating what Jay Gruden said. I said because he didn't want to say that Scandrick.
Yeah,
was
he did.
A bad
that's true.
Player.
That's true.
That's what I meant.
Okay, no,
that's why
I'm
you don't
just,
come
I'm,
late. Exactly why you don't come late. Why, hey, dude, this dude be coming for me?
He do
why is that? Why is
that coming?
No,
for
no.
Man.
Last
I'm
week,
not
last
for
week
you
came. I'm glad we have a guest, and he pointed at me. He was like, "What?
Real talk." At first, I feel like Will was coming at me. Yeah, he's coming at you now, though. It's the second
week in a row. He's coming at you. Nah, I was asking a question. Was it a Freudian slip? Or are you now a supporter of the team? No. I know you're the media. So, you know, are you the media that's paid by the team? Are you a 980 employee? Or what? You know, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I might be a 980 employee coming up considering.
That's hilarious.
Right now, they're auditioning. That's what they're doing. They're serious.
Yeah, you're right. That's what they're doing right now. Definitely. But let's get back to topic, man. Redskins, like I mentioned during the pregame, Redskins rookie running back.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
That I did the fake voice, man.
I'm just giving you the authentic thing.
All right, running back Darius Geis tore his ACL last Thursday in the first quarter against the New England Patriots. With the injury, are the Redskins in trouble?
They are so.
You believe that?
Yes.
Okay, explain why.
Well, we saw last year when you know, Chris Thompson cannot be your primary back. Agreed. You know, he's a dynamic playmaker out of the backfield. He creates all types of mismatches in the passing game. But when it comes to a consistent running threat, someone who can run in between the tackles, let's be honest, you don't have that. If we're just based off of what you've seen previously, you don't have that talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. So Darius Geis was being hyped up as the savior of the run game, the guy who's going to come back and establish the run game for this franchise. If he's gone, what are you left now with? Rob Jackson?
Rob Kelly,
excuse me.
Wow. I was on the Football Garbage Time podcast last night. Shout out to them. And I echoed these same thoughts I'm about to share now, and that is you got four running backs still on the roster. You started the season / training camp with five to have depth, and you anticipate that someone will get hurt. It's the running back position. Mm-hmm. You still have Fit Rob, who can run between the tackles, by the way, Will. You have Piron, who can run between the tackles. You also have two guys in Thompson and Capri Bibbs, who can catch out the backfield. I think that's a perfect combination. See what you got. If the first two games of the season don't go well, then I think you can go out and look for someone. Or you can keep your eye, you know, on other teams who may have too many running backs, who may release somebody.
I will say this. You made a valid point, but we saw but we saw last year what Samaje Perine could do, which was
3.4 yards
to carry. Fit Rob, as you called him.
3.1.
So I'm just going – all I can base it off of is last year's the production that they've shown in the past, and I just don't see anyone that's capable now outside of, you know, Chris Thompson being that dynamic back that can establish a run game for you.
I want to ask you a question. So
don't you like when people say, I'm going to ask you a question? You don't say, no, I'm going to ask you a question. Yes, I'm going to ask you a question.
As an observer of football, whatever you are, I don't know what you are. did you think or did you have confidence that Geis was going to be the guy?
Based off of what I saw at LSU, I saw a guy. No,
that's better than what they had here.
Yes. Like, even though it's college.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Why isn't it fair?
Because a lot of guys light up college and come to the league. And
but, you know, I mean, again, like, you're looking at Fat Rob. Oh, well, Slim Rob. It's called Slim Rob.
Fit Rob.
Fit Rob. Fit Rob. He's a fullback in Tulane. So, he wasn't really one of a highly touted running back. And then we're looking at Capri Bibbs, guys
Quentin
with journeyman.
Quentin was a receiver. I mean, that's
And then we're looking at Piron.
Let me
ask you as a fan, Wally. Mm-hmm. Looking at what Samaje Perine did last year, would you feel confident with him as your starting running back, carrying the ball 15 to 20, touching the ball 15 to 20
times? No, because he doesn't run. His style of running isn't, like, for his build, you would want him to be a physical running back. He's not a guy who's not a blazer. He's not a guy that, you know, can, like, kind of juke you out or whatnot. He's a guy that, because of his build, he's supposed to be a bruiser. He's not. He runs soft.
Well, let me ask you this now, right? Mm-hmm. As a Falcons fan, if you had
– like T.J. Duckett.
Yeah, if you had Samaje P.
T.J. Duckett.
Yeah, if you had Samaje P. Ryan and you had Fit Rob
T.J.
as your running back.
T.J. Duckett at Michigan State was the man. Since we're judging things off college, right?
No, he wasn't. I didn't like T.J. Duckett in college.
Oh, because he fried Michigan, of course.
Yeah, if you had those two guys, if you as a Falcons fan, if you had to open the season with those two as your running back, would you feel comfortable as a fan of your
Rob
team?
Fit Rob and Samaje Perine?
Yes.
No, of course not. We're not talking about.
So what are you saying?
We're not talking about my
so PC. He's so PC.
We're not talking about my team. First of all, listen, that's a different situation because I know. as a fan of the Atlanta Falcons, what the Falcons have in the backfield.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't get that out of my mind. in this situation, again, I believe the offensive line is going to be better this season. That's a big factor as far as my thinking goes. Now, again, we're talking just these two guys alone. Again, you got four guys. Thompson can run between the tackles. He's not an every down back, though.
Yeah,
and Capri Bibbs, look at what he did in the first preseason game, which at least we have something to base that off. Four carries, 48 yards.
Yeah, that was against what?
What does that mean?
Wasn't that against like the third team?
Oh, but Geis went up against college guys last year, and you guys are Geis,
as this. Even Geis showed you flashes in the game against the Patriots. Because he played against the first and second unit with the Patriots.
He did.
The Patriots were playing their first unit at times, and he did well. I mean, with that long run.
I was in attendance at the Cardinals game last season where Capri Bibbs played against starters, and he scored two touchdowns.
Yeah. Capri Bibbs scored two touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying.
His average yards per carry wasn't even that high. I'm just saying you don't look at Capri, like off the eye test, Capri Bibbs isn't a guy that you can say that's going to be a feature running back. I think it's not. I mean, he's a nice story.
Group. It's by committee. I'm not saying you rely on one guy, but you know what though? Kind of, I guess, segueing into your next point / topic is, should they pick up Adrian Peterson? Like, who else is out there? If you're talking about Adrian Peterson at this point, who else is out there?
Nobody. That's the only person you can get.
Exactly. So why are you trying to go?
I would rather have an Adrian Peterson who I know there's a body of work. And I know that he's a physical running back and he's been a featured back than a Capri Bibbs or Piron. I would take Adrian Peterson now over Piron. And who could, because if you watching Piron, one, Piron doesn't run physical, Piron fumbles, he's not reliable. So all that together, I'm going to take AP over Piron now, period. And if we're looking at Robert Kelly, he didn't run well when they gave him the starting job last season and even in preseason so far. I'm still kind of like I look at Robert Kelly like and just to say I'm not sure about him right now.
It's by committee. That's my point. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Patriots, who are the standard in the NFL, they make it to the Super Bowl constantly, and they never have a top notch running back.
They got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. The Redskins got Jay Gruden.
I like Alex Smith.
You
got me there. I can't argue with that.
Just as good as Matt Ryan.
That's still here.
Just as good as Matt Ryan.
That's okay.
What happened between you two, man? Real talk, what happened between you two?
The team
that beat the Patriots last year, they had a Jai who came in late, right?
Yeah, Jai is a good running back.
No, he's excellent. I'm just saying. And they had another running back.
The kid from
can't think of his name.
What's Conley?
Corey Clement.
Clements.
And to me, they complemented each other well. I feel like
and they had Blunt too, right?
LeGarrette Blunt too. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, they had talent.
I feel like if you can, you act as though these guys are just bums.
I'm not saying they're bums. I'm just saying that running backs committee that you're talking about.
But you know what though? Maybe running backs is just not my area of expertise. I'm serious.
We in NFL in our expertise. Either.
No, I'm just saying as far as even analyzing who is a top back. Or not. I mean, I thought Matt Jones was going to be pretty good. Even though he actually was, but he fumbled. That's the problem.
He fumbled too much. Didn't this team sign Bishop Sankey at one point? Or they were about to?
I don't think they signed. Do you mean this year?
No, last year or a year before.
That's the kid who played at where? In college. Played, it was LSU or something like that? Not LSU.
No, not
LSU. Wasn't it an SEC team?
I'm not 100% sure. I think he played for the Titans.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. No, I don't think so. No,
I know they were talking about bringing him in. Maybe they bring him in now. Give him, you know.
It's just too early to say that Geis was going to be the guy. I mean, he looked good. But, again, we had to see him play in a regular season game against first team defenses who are game planning for you.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Each guy that we're talking about, whether they've been great, whether they have, you know, a good yards per carry average, still, they played against first team defenses and, you know, each guy's still in the league and they're still on this Washington roster.
So
all four of them.
But you know talent when you see talent.
Like, Chris Thompson is talented.
No one's talented.
So if
what do you mean by talented when you talk about Fit Rob though? Like how talented?
Well,
like what's the comparison?
Let me well I'll say
this. Like, when you look at Saquon Barkley, like, that's automatic talent. Like, that's a star talent. That's star talent. Like, when you look
at Fit Rob. Okay, so that's elite talent. Yeah, I'm not saying he's elite talent.
Okay. So when you talk Fit Rob,
I think he's mid-level talent, and I think he's a hard worker, clearly.
No, he's a hard worker. Who is he comparable to, though? Like, if you had to look at him. Poor man.
Brandon Jacobs.
I guess. Brandon Jacobs runs harder, though, but I guess.
Well, I mean, he was bigger.
He's bigger, that's why.
But I'm comparing.
Only reason why.
I'm not gonna do that. I guess he's that
style. TJ Duckett.
No, I like to compare everybody to TJ Duckett. TJ,
you know
Duckett,
who I was going to?
He never got.
You know who I was going to compare him to?
He's not TJ Duckett though. He
Edgar
hard.
Bennett. Similar running style.
No, that's not
Bennett.
Bad. That's not a bad one.
Edgar Bennett was a far better receiver out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's working on it. Fit Rob is working on it.
Yeah, we interviewed him. Did you see it? And he talked about it.
Ran a real route.
Exactly.
No, real talk. I agree with Ray. He's a hard worker. Like, he is a very hard worker.
Dude, hard work beats talent. Trust me. You're a coach.
I know all the time. I know. I've seen
kids
work hard.
I've heard you say that.
I've seen kids who work hard.
I've heard you say
that. Yeah, nah. You know. Like, because I tell you all the time, I take hard work.
Yeah, he'll take hard work.
Well, what's the kid's name? I shouldn't say his name, but.
Who are you talking about?
What do you mix with beer? What is it mixed with?
Well, I mix mixed with beer.
I mean, what is beer made of? What are the ingredients?
Hops.
What else? Barley, maybe.
Barley.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So,
gotcha.
I ain't say no names, gotcha. But.
That's a good one.
You were saying one time, he's good, right. But he don't work hard, this kid. You know,
oh, I didn't see.
It's guys that can outwork him.
That wasn't it. That was no.
Oh, he ain't got his head on straight.
His head wasn't on straight.
Right, but I'm just saying.
He worked hard and was gifted. He was super gifted. It's just that he didn't understand his talent. And also, he didn't do the other things to set himself up.
The other
up,
things, right. That's
to
what you
set
said.
Himself
and some
up.
Other kids who not nearly as talented outworked him, right?
No, I worked
I'll
them.
Say this.
I wouldn't say outworked them. They acted. No, you know what I mean? They acted
we're,
more mature.
We're in agreement, so I'm not trying to win.
Yeah, we are. We agree, though.
I'm just like, telling you that.
No. So we are. No. You know what I mean? No. When you talk about hard work, somebody's lazy. This kid isn't lazy. That kid you're talking about is not lazy.
I'm not saying he is.
He's
a freak athletically anyway.
Yeah.
But he's now,
an idiot. Put it
I'll say this. Now I'm thinking about the example we're giving, and I hope I didn't say too much. But
no, you didn't. You're good.
The example I'm thinking of now is, none of these guys, outside of Thompson maybe, are naturally gifted athletes. Outside of Thompson.
Yeah.
Maybe Capri Bibbs is. I don't know.
I think you got Byron Marshall.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair, because guys who make it to the NFL are talented.
Yeah.
Athletic.
Not talented amongst
the peers. True. I'm just saying on the NFL level.
Yeah.
Maybe, compared to other NFL talent.
Of course, yeah.
But like, you threw Saquon Barkley, he's like a freak. Like, naturally, like Michael Vick was. He can just walk out there and play. He don't have to stretch.
Yeah.
He don't have to watch film. He just was that great.
Like Wally Kinzel on Madden back in the day. Freaking nature.
And on that note.
I'm just saying, time for a break. The Skins have the New York Jets next. We'll discuss that after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Listening to the Urban Sports Scene on Wally here with Will T and Ray. before we get to the Redskins-Jets game, what were your thoughts about the Skins' fight with the Jets in practice, that joint practice?
I don't have any thoughts, to be honest with you. No, I mean, I don't have any thoughts about it. I just think that it's the beginning of, you know, not the beginning, but training camp is starting to come to an end.
It takes the last day.
Yeah, guys are frustrated. They're out there practicing in that hot Richmond heat. It's like 100 degrees, which Wally and Ray know about.
I want to say something, Ray.
No, I mean, so you hit, you know, so you're going to get testy. You're going to get upset. So I really don't, I don't think, I don't make much of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do know that this is the second fight they've had during scrimmages with a team.
Yeah, you know, like the Houston Texans.
Yeah, Houston Texans, and now the Jets. This is what happened when, you know.
You fight. That's what
I think
fight.
It's great. You get to fire up your team. You get to play against somebody who's not your teammate. Get to hit somebody.
Yeah.
We all grew up playing street football. Most of us, I think. Wally, did you play street football?
Yeah, I did. A lot, actually.
Did you play the soccer football?
No.
Because
no, racist bastard.
I know. but Will T, soccer, football. Even playing basketball growing up with your friends, how many times did guys get into fights?
Like, yeah, no, it happens. It happens.
I mean, yeah, and then afterwards, it's all good. So
don't look away from me like I ain't deal with that.
I saw them shoes you had a couple years back.
What shoes? Which one?
Soccer New Balances you used to play basketball in.
Oh, I did. That was years ago. You're right. Hey, man, times are tough. But nah, I'm with y'all. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I mean, we mentioned this on the football garbage time. Like, when you
y'all
fight,
keep referencing, like, because y'all doing other podcasts, huh? And leaving me out. Y'all shady, man.
You're right. You're right. We are. but nah, when you, like, you got guys who are trying to make a team. It's not just guys who have kind of already settled and set in their ways. You have guys who are playing, who are practicing hard, working hard, trying to impress their coaches. On when you're practicing amongst each other, like, there's a deal set out there, like, hey, don't hurt me, you know, when the season's coming up, you know, this, that, and the other. So you don't see that same intensity. Probably in one-on-one drills you see a little bit more, but not like what we saw against the Jets or whatnot. So you got people who are just hungrier, and that tends to happen.
But again, know? if you upset Trent Williams, who, again, is a veteran leader, and it takes a lot to get under his skin,
man, Trent be fine,
then you know that you know something was wrong with what took place, and a late hit will do it.
Yeah, I mean, a dirty hit supposed to be to Morgan Moses. Trent took offense to it, and
or Trent didn't have any weed.
Dirty, man.
Listen, let's talk truth here, man.
Trent hasn't done that in a minute, man. Leave Trent alone, man. He a leader. He played with a bad knee last year.
How you think he got through the pain?
I mean, I don't knock. If you're going through that type of – well, it is what it is, though. I feel like when you're going through that pain, all that stuff is open in the air to me. But what do you expect to see out of Alex Smith Thursday night?
You would hope the second preseason game home. Mm-hmm. You would hope to see at least a quarter.
A quarter? A whole quarter?
Yeah.
I hope Jay Green would do that. Maybe two quarters. Well, not two quarters. A quarter and some change.
No, I mean, third preseason game is usually what the dress rehearsal. So you probably would look to see a half, you know, two and a half quarters.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on how he looks. If you watch that Vikings-Broncos game, Kirk Cousins came out 4-for-4, touchdown. He looked good.
Sure
they
did.
Took him right out. On the flip side, what's his name? Casey. I was about to call him Casey Kane. That's the daggone race car driver.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum came out and looked awful, and they sent him out for a second series, maybe even a third, because the coaching staff wanted to see if he can get some type of rhythm established. So it depends on how he looks. I don't see a whole quarter, though, Will. Maybe two drives, three drives.
You know, Jake Rudin usually doesn't play other than the third preseason game, because, you know, Alex Smith didn't play. So in comparison, like what Ray's talking about in the first preseason game, and because the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins played, he actually played. Alex Smith didn't play in the first preseason yet.
Him and Stephon Diggs, they got some chemistry out there.
They did.
I had to bring him up. Sorry.
It's all good, man. It's the truth.
That's real. I mean, now that you brought him up, I mean, both quarterbacks or franchises are in similar situations, right?
Yeah.
New quarterback,
mm-hmm.
First preseason game.
Yeah.
Do you, as a fan, do you feel slighted? Do you feel, are you a little antsy because he didn't play that first game?
No, I mean,
he didn't get any live reps.
In terms of like this whole culture, Jay Gruden starting the season off slow, we talked about it before. I think you got to change things up. I would have liked to see Alex Smith play in the first preseason game. That's just me. I think to me, if you've always had this rut of starting off slow, why not change it up? Play more in the preseason. Because Kirk Cousins didn't play a lot in the preseason in D.C. Like, he didn't. Like, the first preseason game, he didn't play. The second preseason game, I think he probably had two series to a quarter. The third preseason game, he played a lot. So, to me, if you want to change that whole narrative of starting off slow, why not change things up a little bit?
But looking to this game, the Jets defense may be a good test just based off what we've seen so far. I know what you've seen over the last couple of years. I know they made some changes, but Todd Bowles is still there, and he still has his system in place. So I'm looking for a good test for Alex Smith, and he's played against this defense before. So I'm looking to see, you know, how his familiarity with them will help him in this opening game. But, I mean, in his first game, I guess, behind center with the Redskins. He's not the entire team, though.
Who, Alex Smith?
Right.
No, but people want to see it, though.
I'm looking to see Jordan Reed get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to see what you got at running back, obviously.
Trent's going to play. I doubt Trent will play, though.
I don't think
You know what? I'm of the thought that I wouldn't even dress Jordan Reed into the third preseason
game. I'm in the thought process saying I wouldn't even dress Jordan Reed to the regular season.
I know you said that last week.
Yeah, you did.
You just don't want to risk him.
Yeah,
you like, I'd rather him get hurt in the regular season.
No, I mean,
that's crazy.
You know what? What he played what six? He played six games last year, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I think you need to at least get him a half in the preseason for him to be ready for the regular season.
He can't be soft, man. You seen my man Logan Paulson stepped out there and led the Falcons in yards. You know what I'm saying?
Logan Paulson.
Former Redskin, baby.
Logan Paulson.
He out there catching balls right now.
Logan Paulson?
Oh, yeah.
Because
he's a dirty bird now.
He's a dirty bird.
Let me ask you this.
I'm joking.
You'll be covering the game Thursday, right?
No, I won't be there.
You won't be there?
No,
you're not going?
Okay.
No, I was going to ask you, will you tune out once the starters? Because if you were going to be there, would you tune out mentally?
Once the starters are done? No, yeah. I did it, but I've been to the preseason game before and covered it. I usually pay attention to everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, I know I'm not a big fan of preseason, but the games have been entertaining, in my opinion.
Yeah, in general.
In general, I think it's been,
I like seeing
been
I like
pretty
seeing
competitive. Maybe I just miss football a lot this time around. I
think
know.
That's what it is.
I like seeing them.
I really do. I think that's what it is.
I like seeing
them. Like I said, Sean Deion Hamilton, I was pleasantly surprised, although he hadn't played a game since when? October? Because he was out almost the entire season, I think, Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
So
yeah.
He was chomping at the bit to get on the field. Sure he was itching to get out there, and I think it showed.
No,
but I'm interested to see if he can work his way up the depth chart.
I think he has a good opportunity. I think he has an opportunity, too.
Oh, because he's a linebacker.
Exactly.
On the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I know. You got, like, Mason Foster.
But he said Mason Foster is the one mentoring him, though.
Yeah,
he said
should.
That interview.
He should. Take his job, too.
Daddy.
Sometimes you got to be real.
419.
I want to see some quality running back play. And we talked about that a little bit, but.
Yeah, I think
Geis is out, so I want to see who's going to step up.
I think that's the first thing. I think that's one of the major things anybody wants to see. You want to see the quality. You want to see, is there a quality running starter on this team? Or will they have to look the free agent wire or possibly look to acquire someone?
See, I had hope for Geis to be a top five running back. But you know, who's a top five point guard in basketball? You know what it is?
John Wall.
You're darn right. We'll talk about John Wall after the break. Listen to Herb Sports saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit. It's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they carve a tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it, use it, use it. Joe almost probably switched.
Yo, it's inside. Oh, you got to the video, man. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene. Myself, Wally. Will T and Ray. Hey, man, you got to see the video, man. Like, John Wall. All right, check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. Ray and I are recently on the show. Yeah, I did.
They showed us so much love, too,
they
man.
They did,
shout out to those guys.
They did.
We need to bring them on for an NFL segment
they
coming
did.
Up.
They did show us a lot.
Bring them on what?
on the Urban Sports
on Oskins everything, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the way Hakul
like
said
that.
Right.
Look at Devo.
That's right. It's not happening on this. Not happening on this form. Was I invited to this? No. Who always has the best record when it comes to picking games?
And y'all don't Wally know. Had it last year.
Oh, I did. That's right.
I mean, on the technicality.
Oh, the year before that, who had it? You on the technicality.
On a technicality, Wally won last year.
I did win it, man. Real
don't matter how you win, man.
You're right. A win is a win.
A win is a win.
There you go, man. Recently, John Wall said a lot of guys don't talk about him being a top five point guard. To you, is John Wall a top five point guard?
I'm going to tell you exactly why people don't talk about him being a top five point guard. Because he plays in D.C.
Really? I think because he talks too much at times. But go
no, I think it's because he plays in D.C. and this team hasn't had the... One, this team doesn't really have a national profile, right? Mm-hmm. When we think of the best players on the best teams, they're on a Thursday night on TNT. They're on a Saturday ABC game, Saturday night ABC game, and they're playing on ESPN on Friday night or whatever, what have you. Mm-hmm. This team doesn't play a lot of national games. This team doesn't make very deep runs into the playoffs. You know, they haven't gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals, even though we've – been hearing for the last three to four years that this team's ready. Him and Bradley Beal are the best backcourt in the NBA. It just hasn't come to fruition. So that's why John Wall's profile hasn't reached to the levels that it should have.
He doesn't think he's just top five point guard. He thinks he's top five players. NBA players in general. I remember an interview he did in Miami last summer when he was working out with LeBron. He said, you know, you can put Russ, Kawhi, LeBron, and Curry in front of me. He said, other than that, you know, he said, I feel like I'm at least top 10. You got to give me that. I don't know where I fall, but I'm somewhere in the top 10. But I'll tell you this. It's not a big deal for the simple fact that it's easy to put him in the top five point guards because to me, the point guard position in the NBA right now is not one of the strongest positions. If I'm going to put four people in front of him, it's going to be Steph, who for his career is averaging 23 and 6.8 assists. I'm going to put Russ in front of him, 23 points a game as well, 8.2 assists. Kyrie is 22 points per game, 5.5 assists. And CP is 18 points per game, 9.8 assists. John Wall sitting there at 18.9 points per game and 9.2 assists. He's right there with the top guys. I think it's just him, you know, continuing to express his frustration with not being treated like a superstar. Like, he doesn't have a shoe deal. He's in the former number one pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Will said, he doesn't have a national profile. And that winning will cure that. Because remember, they just celebrated the 40-year anniversary of winning a championship, yeah. The Washington Bullets. And they showed – they were showing the playoff run with Paul Pierce. And they were so close that year. If he didn't get hurt, they probably would have made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you have – the year before last, a good battle with Boston, which came out of game 7, and they gave away a game in that series, which again would have propelled them to an Eastern Conference final. But this was LeBron's era period in the Eastern Conference. So I don't think it's a big deal. When he was at the height of his game, we saw him on Christmas doing 360 layups. John Wall, he has the respect, but he's going to have to win if he wants to get to that next level.
I know. I think John Wall, to a certain extent, has been disrespected to a certain extent. We're talking about point guards, right? Guys who get other people involved. Steph Curry, as great as Steph is more of a scorer.
No, I think I'm going to echo your sentiments exactly. When we talk about point guard, the guys out of the guys you name, I think there's only one.
That's Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, that's better.
These are scoring point guards.
Yeah. Everyone else, Kyrie's a hell of a guard, but he's more of a scoring guard. Steph, Russell Westbrook. But when we talk about pure point guard play,
exactly.
Yeah, well, Rondo is a pure point guard.
We're talking about Rondo, to be honest.
Rondo's a very good point guard.
We're talking about Rondo.
Ben Simmons, obviously, you can't put him above John Wall yet.
If we're talking about younger Rondo, yeah, I would totally agree.
That's what I mean. His body of work over his career.
Yeah, totally agree. I just think that we talk about like Russ, Kyrie. These are scoring guards. These are scoring point guards.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And like Russ, we get fixated with the 10 assists, the triple doubles, but he takes like over 20 shots.
Oh, yeah.
Usually your point guards don't take, like John Wall, I believe, averages about maybe 16 shots a game. So he doesn't even take the volume enough, a volume amount of shots to average to give you a constant 25, 30. Because again, he's playing that overall point guard role.
I agree. He might be one of the top overall point guards. But when you think of the point guards of today,
I know what you're saying.
Most of them, like Damian Lillard, might be so underrated. Right, but he's a scorer. I'm just saying, I can't really think of a whole lot of pure point guards right now who are making all-star games, who are always in the news, who are being treated like superstars.
Well, let me flip.
Being deemed superstars.
Let me flip and ask you this question. Does John Wall need to be that point guard that averages 25 and 10?
Nothing.
You know, because towards the end of Magic's career, you know, Magic was primarily offensively the second option behind Kareem, and then sometimes behind James Worthy.
Yeah.
When Kareem left, Magic had to turn it up a notch and average 20. You know, like 25, like 25 or something like that.
That's 23. He never had that.
Yeah, 23, 25, something like that. And 10 assists. Is that something that John Wall needs to do to take this team to the next level?
Magic's a different beast because he can post up and, I mean, he can use his size in a way that John Wall can't. But I get what you're saying, though. No, I think that will hurt the team if the ball's not moving, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with Dwight Howard playing on the team.
I mean, well, is it a situation where you allow John Wall to work out of the post to initiate the offense, right?
He's gonna have to work on his game to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's on him. That's on his. He's bulking up. Game. Yeah, but you can bulk up and not, if you don't develop a post game with it, it won't work. That's up to John Wall to literally like really be in the gym and work on footwork, work on post moves, drop steps, everything in the post. I'm not saying he's not doing that. We'll know when the season starts. But yeah, if he did that, obviously that John Wall can do it. John Wall is a strong point guard. He's always been a strong point guard.
That's what I'm alluding to. Like, he's athletically gifted. Yeah. Like, he's on a level with Russell Westbrook when it comes to athletic talent in the NBA when it comes to point guards.
Yeah.
When you think about it, though, I mean, it might take us a minute to sit here and think about two or three pure point guards.
Ben Simmons probably be the only one.
I mean, so he might be the best pure point guard right now in the league.
Chris Paul's probably one.
Chris Paul is one, but I mean, he's at the later stages.
No, I know. In terms of newer,
your basketball purists and enthusiasts are going to put Chris Paul above John Wall.
I think Chris, to me, if I'm going to look, I would have Chris Paul one in terms of pure point guards, John Wall two. And I'm like you, Ray. It's hard to put Ben Simmons in that list now, but he's close enough to me as a pure point guard. To me, like, if you look at it,
everybody else is a scorer, dude. Like Kemba.
Yeah, they're all scorers.
Again, Dame. I'm looking at De'Aaron now as a guy that could be like John Wall.
He could.
Lonzo.
Lonzo's a pure point guard, but he's not. But he hasn't done enough right now.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten.
He's a pure point guard, though. Lonzo's a pure point guard.
I mean, it's just not a lot of guys like that anymore who, you know, are running the point and looking to pass first.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
On our Facebook page, Tony Living said, yeah, he a top five in the East, not in the NBA.
How?
In the East, but not
in the
NBA.
I mean, I'm just saying how.
How is he not?
That's what I want to know. How? I mean, like I said, unless you put Lillard ahead of him.
You know, he's a top five point guard.
I mean, some people might put Simmons, but Simmons can't shoot either. That's the knock on John. John can shoot, though, but he can't.
Actually, you know, he shot 37% from three last year.
He's not a bad shooter.
Yeah, he's not a horrible shooter. Mark Good said he's the third best point guard in the league behind Stephen Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Point.
See, Kyrie argument is because Kyrie has
Chris
a ring.
Paul, yeah, that's Kyrie. Okay, the Kyrie thing was helped by Cleveland. That situation with LeBron. Yeah. It was helped by LeBron.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So because if he was still the Kyrie in Cleveland without what he was doing before LeBron, then people wouldn't be talking about.
I mean, Kyrie. He was killing, but they weren't winning.
Yeah, they wouldn't say, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different. Now it's like Kyrie is that dude.
And look, out of the guys I named, Kyrie is the lowest in assists for his career, 5.5 assists per game for his career. Steph, even with the volume of shots he takes, 6.8.
Then
Russ, 8.2, which is great. You know, he fills the stat sheet.
Yeah.
CP leading the pack with 9.8 assists.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you got Alina Grant said, hell yeah, he's a top five.
Of course.
And Dewan Logan said, nope, he was out of shape and they played better without him. Steph, Brody, mm-hmm. Dame, Kyrie, CP3, Donovan Mitchell was in the point
guard. Donovan Mitchell was the shooting guard.
Yeah, exactly.
Benson, Steph, who was after Steph?
Drew Holiday.
Who
did he stay after Steph? Drew Holiday's one of your two. Kemba and Wall got to earn his spot.
Who did he stay after Steph?
He had Brody. That's Brody is Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
That's his nickname, Brody.
I can't put Kemba ahead of John Wall. As much as I like him.
Take him to a postseason.
As much as I like him.
Has he took Charlotte to a postseason?
Yeah, he has.
It is, he
has. Uh-huh, absolutely. Okay. But, I mean, Kemba's a winner. You know that's my man. UConn. Yeah. I mean, hey, I've been well documented in my love for Kemba, but I can't put him ahead of John Wall. Especially as an all-around point guard.
That's not.
I mean, the game is headed, you know, like I said, to a place of scoring point guards, less guys looking to pass first.
All right, well, the Nets are struggling to even make the playoffs. We'll discuss what the Nets need to do to make the postseason after break. Listen to Urban Sports saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Listen to the Urban Sports Scene with Ray, Will, and Wally. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. The Nationals are are they 7 games out now from the second wild card spot or 6?
Well, there's 7 games for the division. I believe it's six.
So the 6 out the wild card behind the Milwaukee Brewers. What can they do to get back into the picture?
Hope. Sean Doolittle and Herrera get healthy. Hope that Bryce Harper trends back to hitting at least 270.
Zimmerman's hitting.
Murphy's hitting. Juan Soto, you know, he's not hitting at the rate that he was at the beginning when he came up to the majors, but he's still consistent.
He's still productive.
You know, and you hope that your starting pitching becomes better outside of Max Scherzer, because Max Scherzer has been locked down all year. He's headed to another Cy Young.
No, I think what's his name may get the Cy Young.
Who?
DeGrom, lowest ERA. He may get the King Felix treatment. I was watching ESPN.
Well, I mean, that's possible. That's possible. Yeah, I mean, that's possible. That's possible.
But he has been the most consistent starting pitcher in the game. He's passed.
There was also an ESPN article saying Scherzer's in the running for NL MVP.
He should be in that type of situation because, you know, the Nets, to me, this season, he's been their best player by far.
Yeah. I mean, we discussed this. We had this conversation a couple weeks back about is he, you know, hands down the best player in possibly, you know, at his position and maybe
right
in
now,
baseball.
Yeah. Right now, I mean, if you look at consistency, because all you can go off consistency over the last this run, like he's passed that to me he's passed Kershaw, and that was the guy that I've always put up there. But he's passed Kershaw. He is like the best pitcher in baseball right now. Okay, so let's go on the flip side. If the Nats don't make the postseason, would this be the biggest disappointment in the DMV in terms of sports teams?
No.
And this team not making the postseason. For me. In 2000, when like the Redskins had just made the postseason, they made the postseason in 1990.
Yeah, I mean that's,
and they got all the talent in the world. And
that's why I was gonna say that is historically the biggest flop ever in DC sports.
Jesse Armstead.
Yeah, but you think like this to me, like this team who was World Series or bust, not even making the postseason. I think it's close. Don't get me wrong. I think it's close. I mean, I think the Redskins are definitely on that path, but I think it's really close.
I mean, I think people who know baseball recognize that the Nationals have had postseason struggles.
But you got to get to. I'm saying this is. I'm not talking about postseason struggles. I'm saying not even making the postseason.
No, I'm just saying you were saying championship or bust. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
oh, okay.
I never looked at it like that.
I still don't believe because you're always going to get the built-in excuse that they have a rookie manager. That's what you're going to get the built-in excuse. You have a first time.
Is that a valid one? That's the question.
I don't know if that's valid though. I mean, with that, like, look at Aaron Boone with the Yankees. Like, they're
very true.
They're real good. Like, you can, when you give, like, look at what the Red Sox with Joey Cora. Like, when you do have, when you have talent, so this is the thing, when you have talent, like, the Nats are ultra talented, top to bottom. Like, it is what it is. They're ultra talented, top to bottom. And in the NL East, the Braves and the Phillies are a great story. But if you tell me off talent alone, which team is the most talented team in that division, the Nats are way more talented than both teams.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I feel as though the division caught up with them this year. I feel like they had cakewalks the last two seasons.
They did. I'm not arguing that, but I do think at the same time, like, this is a talented team. Like, rookie managers, when you give them talent, all you ask is just not to F it up. It's like, to be real.
And I mean, but then you're going to get the excuse of all of the, you know, how many games were missed by starters. And you're going to
dealt with that.
This is not a baseball town, which is why it won't be the biggest, you know.
Exactly. Okay,
that's all it is.
I've said it before. This isn't a sports town. This is a.
Oh, it's a sports town, man.
No, it's not.
No, we saw that with the caption on it. It's a sports town, man.
It's no, it's not.
Town.
It is a front runner town. This not is a team. Yeah, no. No. When a team. Excuse me. A bandwagon town. Yeah. Nah, when the foot. No. Outside of the Skins.
The Skins.
There is no other team that people are diehard. Okay, maybe the
Caps are. They're big Cap fans.
The Caps have.
Are we talking just pro or are we talking collegiate?
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, the Hoyer fans are loyal.
Georgetown has a faithful following. So does Maryland.
We count Maryland,
Maryland
too,
basketball,
right?
Because
they're really – they're loyal, too.
This is a sports town. This is a sports town. It has a rich sports history.
Yeah, it's a sports town.
It has something. Nah, I mean, it's not a rabbit.
I know what you're talking about when it comes to, like, the Bullets Wizards. Well, I know what you're talking about. Like,
yes.
I think, yes. With that team, yes. Or with the Nats are new, so I guess I can see your point. But the other teams that have been here for a while, like the Capitals, people are they're so loyal. It may not be our job, but they're very
loyal. The Capitals have a loyal fan base.
They do. They really do. They have a rabid fan base. Same with the Skins. The Nats, they're new. That's why people like look at yourself. You're a big Nats fan. Like,
yes,
they're growing on a lot of people. You know, give them like 3-4 more years, I think their popularity in the area is going to be even bigger.
And right now,
if Bryce walks, I don't think it'll be.
Right now, you have the Baltimore faithful rooting for the Nationals because their season's over. And then you have some. No, I'm not even taking a shot. For real, I got friends out in Baltimore who are still Redskins fans. They never transitioned to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the town is so closely connected. And vice versa. Here you have people who are still Orioles fans like him who won't go and start rooting for the Nats all of a sudden. Now they just popped in town. But they've grown on him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hating on him for a minute. But,
here
you know,
go, man.
It's the truth.
I just keep it honest, man. I keep it 100. You know what I mean? But on Twitter, Amir said, in terms of the same question, Caps in 2009, 2010, 2016, and 2017 hit harder, but those teams made the playoffs. This failure is another level. George on Twitter said, without a doubt, won the last two division titles. Philly and Atlanta were supposed to be at least a year away and a new highly regarded manager.
My man, George, what's going on?
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. I think the manager's the reason why they are.
Ownership. I mean,
ownership have done their job. I mean, why
make a change after last season?
That's the issue.
You know what I mean?
In terms of players,
as much as I didn't want Dusty, he had no reason to be let go. But I know we've gone through this time and time again.
I gave you my conspiracy theory.
And one more on Twitter. At KCM Sports said, I don't know. That 2017-18 Wizards team was pretty disappointing as well, considering what they did the year before. While this is disappointing, the moment Dusty was replaced by Martinez, his expectations should have been lowered.
I don't 100% agree with that, because for the simple fact that LeBron James was in the East.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think there's anyone who ever believed that the Wizards would be able to
dethrone
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now that LeBron is gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people will say this team has a better shot of at least making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Elite high school kids can get agents now. We'll discuss that after the break. This is the Urban Sports Inc.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuts, gonna freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breezing, talk about what's the reasons. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, why am I? Better trust and believe them. In the cup where I keep them, till I need the world, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piston cuffs, divorce I'ma split his bucks, just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I cost with nothing, y'all be fronting, me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking, hard codes and assassins, I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting, mommy get your ass in here, let's ride, I'm out now. Let's ride. Check them out now. We doing big pimping. We spending cheese. Check them out now. Big pimping on BLADs. We doing big pimping up in NYC. It's just that jigger man. Pimp C and B-U-M-B. Yo, yo, yo. Big pimping. Spending cheese. We doing BLADs, we doing big pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that jigger man, Pam C and B-U-M-B. You know why?
Big Southern rap here from Sario. Coming straight about the black barrio. Make some meal about Basari. What? Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fucking scare it. What? Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, well, stop pointing and say, there he go. Now you know we carry more than a little bit. We don't pull it out. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a thief, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised with me and you see it's coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But you hate not, then you wait while I get your hip butt naked. Just break it, you gotta pay like...
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with myself, Wally, Will T. Ray. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us, leave us a comment. The NCAA will allow elite high school basketball recruits and college players to have agents. They are allowing eligible underclassmen to enter the NBA draft and return to school if undrafted. Is this good for the NCAA?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a step in the right direction. But this is a thing, though, right? You still cannot accept gifts, right?
Yeah,
so if I have an agent, right, what is my agent doing for me? What is my agent negotiating? All my agent is doing is potentially funneling money under the even though I don't think the legitimate agents will do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Potentially funneling money to me, you know, with as a loan, and then when or if I get drafted, I have to pay that money back.
Yeah.
You know, you can't negotiate any marketing deals for me. You can't negotiate any shoe deals for me or any other endorsement deals for me. So what good is having an agent?
I want to read something real quick. It says, if the NBA and National Basketball Players Association change their rules and make high school basketball players eligible for the draft at age 18, as expected, they'll be allowed to sign with an NCAA certified agent starting July 1st before their senior year of high school, as long as they have been identified as an elite senior prospect by USA Basketball. Why is that scary? Christian Laettner was on the dream team. I'm serious. Like, they make a lot of mistakes evaluating talent. Right. I don't understand sometimes. Like, sometimes we can look at people and say, you know what? He's not going to be good.
Right.
Wally saw Nerlens Noel in high school. Like, nah, that dude is not an elite talent. I mean, sometimes you just know it by looking at these guys, and yet I don't know what the evaluation process is. So
Trae Young wasn't in that.
You can ruin somebody.
Yeah, well, Trae Young was a McDonald's All American.
I thought he wasn't. I think Trae Young
was. Trae Young was a McDonald's All American.
He was.
Are you sure? Because he said they said something about he wasn't. I thought I heard read something.
Pretty
about
Pretty sure he was a McDonald's All American.
All right, I could be wrong. I ain't trying to mess that up.
No, I'm not arguing at all. I'm just I know that certain guys, like for example, look how Brandon Knight and Kyrie Irving's career have taken just drastically different paths.
Good point.
Brandon Knight was ranked ahead of Kyrie Irving on many college basketball recruiting websites.
I mean, look at Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook wasn't even a top, wasn't even a top 100 player coming out of high school his senior year.
So,
I'm not mistaken.
If you, let's say, rewind the tape 5 years, Harry Giles would have probably had an agent and it would have messed his career up. In his
I'm always right.
Because he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Lenny Cook. I mean, look at the money he accepted. Look at him getting an agent.
And for those, for people who don't know who Lenny Cook was, Lenny Cook was rated as
ahead of LeBron James.
Yes.
And look, you know what I mean?
Lenny Cook, man, he looks like
Kwame Brown.
Let's not kick the man Wise down.
He's doing good things now. He has a documentary.
Yeah, I saw the Joe Kim Noah produce.
Look, he's not down. He was in the league for a long time.
Who?
Kwame.
Oh, you were talking about Lenny Cook.
Yeah, I'm talking about Lenny Cook.
I thought you were talking about Kwame.
Nah, Lenny Cook, I'm just saying he looks like he's gained a lot of weight. I think he went through some depression, obviously. But he's doing a good job of going now and speaking to young people about the potential downfalls of thinking you made it too soon.
I think it's
because this is me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a kid who doesn't make one of those lists, right?
Yeah.
But I still anticipate going to the NBA, going to the combine to test my skills and see if I can make it, you know, who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like I'm being discriminated against. I feel like I'm being left out just because I don't make someone's list.
But all that stuff is like kind of, it's a preference. I think Shaq has said
it's subjective.
Too.
Yeah, it's totally subjective.
I think Shaq just said something about that in the past. Shaq was McDonald's, but he was saying that he didn't get enough love in terms of like the high school you know, love and whatnot. So it depends on what he said, like compared to people in like New York and Jersey. So it depends on where you are from or whatever.
It plays a role. But you know what? It doesn't matter for me personally because it does not damage the college game for me.
I think it makes the college game better though.
Anytime UMBC can upset a number one seed, you got a good product. It doesn't matter who stepped on the court.
I think that what I think it's better is that you have kids who, you know, who will enter the draft and who won't get drafted and come back to school and they can come back and play, you know, play college basketball. I think it makes them better because there's a lot of kids who, again, decided to go pro early, didn't get drafted, and now they're stuck. Those kids can now come back and play college basketball and kind of change their career.
Yeah, it's a lot of fine print with that, though.
I know, I'm sure it is. I'm just saying at least that opportunity.
You can't accept fees. You have to be able to reimburse any of the
It's a very slippery slope, man, really? Because you're making a decision at such a young age, mm-hmm. and your parents probably won't be in a position to best advise you depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to end up signing with somebody who you don't want to be with. Look at what Frank Mason is going through now. He being sued by Lil Wayne for a chain that he accepted, thinking that he was going to sign a contract to allow Lil Wayne's agency to represent
him. Frank Mason that plays for Sacramento?
Yeah.
For real?
And yeah, so and then he ended up changing his mind, didn't want to sign with them.
Mm-hmm.
He signed with another agency. Lil Wayne is suing for the chain that he accepted. You've seen it in the big NCAA investigation that came out this last year. So many players took money from agents that they never signed with. It's crazy. But the NCAA is trying to take a step to alleviate some of the issues that they have.
No, I mean, it's a great step by the NCAA and the NBA Players Association.
They didn't have anything to do with it, according to them.
Yeah.
They said we didn't have any idea this was coming.
No, they didn't. No, they said now they want to see what the NBA is going to do. Like, yeah, they don't.
The NBA is like, we didn't approve this yet.
Yeah, they ain't approved nothing yet. So I basically just college is saying, no, what we got to take care of the situation. And then now it's now the ball is on the NBA court, the NBA's court to say, okay, what are we going to do with these kids?
I mean, you can alleviate some of this trouble if you allow kids to get endorsement deals. Allow them to own their image and be able to market their image and monetize their image. You would alleviate some of this trouble. I'm not saying you would alleviate all of it, but you would alleviate some of it.
No, the NCAA is trying to, they know that that's where the momentum is. That's where everything is going towards, but they're trying to stop that. Like, they're trying to stop that momentum. That's why they're allowing agents. They want to kind of say, you know what, let's stop the talk of kids getting paid. We give them agents and we allow them to come back to school. If they don't get drafted, you know, everything's good to go. But it's time to shut this show off. Ray's giving me the cut it out. Cut it
nah,
out.
Nah, I was just showing you the cut time. That's out. All, sir. Nah, Red light. Our time has come.
Yep. It has come. It has come.
Great let's show, recap. It was. Let's recap. I was correct about Trey Young being a McDonald's. All right, man.
You've been listening to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
And Mega, lead us out, big homie.
Stat boy. Swag, man.